don't give a fuck. Whatever the fuck make the people laugh, say that shit. He said, do the people laugh when you say what you say? I said, yes. He said, do you get paid? I said, yes. He said, well, tell Bill. I said, have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. Jello pudding eating, motherfucker.
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Well, there's a reason everybody should be shaking in the house tonight. And you should grab your favorite lady and promise her you'll do it right. Tell Fat Jack to jump back and give you a shot of some booze, so you can party to some stomp down, butt bump and rock and roll.
Around. This is the classic rock cocktail. It's a big moment. Ladies and gentlemen, and you, it is, what the hell is the date? It's the 5th of October, and this is the first radio broadcast of this season. This season of the podcast, this season of the classic rock cocktail, and here in the studio, and we are broadcasting live right now. If you're listening on Friday evening from your computer or wherever you listen from, it's live. Tomorrow, of course, if you listen to the podcast, it's not live, but still is the first edition of this season. I'm looking around the studio, and I arrived late. Everything's new. The studio, they painted, they changed everything. The VIP room is completely different. Carlos, the bilingual bartender, doesn't know what's going on. My headphones, I don't know what's going on. They work perfectly, but they feel funny on my head. We also have a new audience. Pablo, the sound technician, has told me that we keep picking up more and more people, so I want to welcome all of you new listeners. This is the Classic Rock Cocktail. The cocktail part means that the majority of this program will be classic rock, but because it's a cocktail, we mix a few things in here that are not exactly classic rock, but it feels like classic rock. I am DJ Trigger, or Trigger DJT, just to make this easy and a smooth transition into the new season. We are going to go with some real classic rock. This is Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Pablo.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Axl Rose on the Classic Rock Cocktail asking, where do we go now? Kind of a stupid question. If you're listening to this broadcast, if you're listening to the Classic Rock Cocktail, you don't have to go anywhere. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. Now, we never talk sports. Well, never's the right, not the right word. We don't do sports up here, really. But it is October. It's October. Everybody wants to go to the ballpark. When I say ballpark, I mean MLB. I mean Major League Baseball. It's a big deal in the United States of America, where I'm from. We got the Boston Red Sox taking on the New York Yankees. The Dodgers are going up against the Atlanta Braves. And it's just a big thing. So if you want to ask, where should I go? I don't care where you are on the planet. Get in front of a television, drink some beers, and check out Major League Baseball. I know that this is a global broadcast, and so is the podcast, so you might not understand exactly the rules, but it doesn't matter. You'll figure it out. And that is the genesis, the reason why we're listening to this. Next track here on the Classic Rock Cocktail, this is AC/DC. They wrote the track specifically for baseball. Let's play ball. That's what the umpire says in MLB Major League Baseball. Let's play. Okay, once again, this is the first broadcast, once again, of this season. So we got to, get organized up here. I was running around doing other things. Now I'm here up in the studio, and I got papers around me. I got popcorn over here. I got my vapes, which is making me very happy. No more smoking, obviously. Let's make this real quick. We have introductions because there are new listeners. I'm going to do this from back to front. Okay, in fact, I'm going to do it from the bottom. Down in the lobby, I want to say thank you to security. They're carding anybody who wants to come up the VIP elevator. They carded me because there's some new people down there. They didn't know me. Trigger, DJT, they didn't know me, which sort of makes sense because there's not a lot of photos on the internet of me because I kind of like it that way. I'm going to go east to west. I'm looking down, and I can see Carlos, the bilingual bartender, still trying to figure out how to make a cocktail because they moved all the bottles. So in the VIP room, we got Carlos, the bilingual bartender. As I move closer to the west, we've got Pablo. He's throwing all the switches. He's in charge of the music. Something goes wrong, it's his fault. It's his fault. Although when things go wrong, it tends to be my fault. So we bring it back to me. I am Trigger, DJT. This is the Classic Rock Cocktail. And the next track is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gimme 3 Steps. Pablo, kick it. That is, of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gimme 3 Steps on the Classic Rock Cocktail. Imagine that, classic rock with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm Trigger DJT. It is the 5th of October, the first edition of this season, I know the podcast listeners saying, yo, Trigger, been listening to you all summer. That's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on the internet or however else you're listening, but you don't have the podcast, what the hell? We've been doing this all summer. But this is the first time we're back live in studio. And I am addicted to being in this studio. It's beautiful. We're in downtown Madrid. Beautiful panoramic view of the city. At some point, we'll put some photos on the net of what's going on in here. But I do get addicted to this studio. We missed it. We were broadcasting out of Studio C. Speaking of addictions, I mean, people have addictions to beer, popcorn. I'm addicted to my vape. People get addicted to gambling. When we look up some of our country tracks, it looks like some people down in the South are addicted to mud. You know, with your 4x4s and mud wrestling. I'm addicted to Wendy's. And for the ladies and the gentlemen, and gentlemen are gentlemen, and the ladies are ladies, some of them are addicted to love. Robert Palmer. Kick it. Well, face it, you might be on first base, second base, third base, shortstop, pitcher, catcher. I'm talking baseball here. It's just for this one time. It's not usual, but because of what's going on right now, it is October. I'm talking a little bit of baseball. First base, second base, because you might get in front of a TV. First base, second base, third base, shortstop, pitcher, catcher, left field, right field, and of course, put me in coach. Center field. Okay, that's my last baseball reference for the rest of this program, I believe. Okay, this next track is Big Brendan the Sniper Murphy. It's his favorite track, but he's not up here. For a few listeners, you're gonna meet him. He will be in studio. All right, we broadcast out of downtown Madrid. I live in Malasaña. Malasaña, we got terrazas, tapas, beers, gin and tonic. Today was 28 degrees. If you understand that, it's 82 Fahrenheit. Next week in Spain, the 12th of October is a holiday. Gotta love Spain. This is Lucinda Williams, gonna talk about West Memphis.
Oh boy, the fan in the river on a sweltering summer night. Not one soul ever figured it out who created that terrible sight. Has somebody gotten away with murder and a horrible offense? Well, that's the way we do things in West Memphis. They didn't like the music I listened to. They didn't like the way I dressed. They set me up with a forced confession. I never had a chance. They threw a book at me at my expense. They got no common sense. But that's the the way they do things in West Memphis. Yeah, that's the way we do things in West Memphis. That's the way we do things in West Memphis. It's never been any different, so don't come around here and try to mess with us, 'cause that's the way we do things in West Memphis. To a life in prison for a crime I didn't commit. It wasn't nobody listen. I rose to my defense. Somebody planted the evidence, and he's been lying ever since. But that's the way we do things in West Memphis. And after all these years, they still refuse to say what really happened. The crooked methods that they use. Frame an innocent man, hiding in the darkest secrets behind every picket fence. And that's the way we do things in West Memphis. That's the way we do things in West Memphis. Yeah, that's the way we do things in West Memphis. It's never been any different, so don't come around. Things in West Memphis. Yeah, that's the way we do things in West Memphis. It's never been any different, so don't come around here and try to mess with us. That's the way we do things in West Memphis. That's just the way we do things in West Memphis. That's just the way we do things.
MC Waterford, holding on to the season premiere of the Classic Rock Cocktail. Gonna keep you moving on this one with the one and only DJ Trigger, brought to you exclusively right here, live from downtown Madrid on RadioCircolo.es. Can't touch that dial.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Goddamn confusion. Of course, I'm Trigger DJT. This is the Classic Rock Cocktail. That was MC Waterford who chimed in there, just congratulating us coming back for episode one here on October 5th of 2018 on the Classic Rock Cocktail, broadcasting live out of downtown Madrid. Go back and listen. He was congratulating us. This next track, this is kind of weird. We've been doing this for a long time, and this is a track we've never played. Huey Lewis, of course, we've played basically most of his greatest hits at some point, but for some reason, we've never played this one, so why not? Pablo, kick it. This part of the track is very difficult for me to listen to because this is actually the San Francisco 49ers singing. Pablo, kick it up a little more. Those are not professionals. That is the football team, the American football team, the San Francisco 49ers, singing with Huey Lewis and the News, Hip to Be Square. Very difficult for me to deal with that. That's why I don't really mind speaking over it. But the thing is, I am from California, and I am an Oakland Raiders fan. I can say that on the air because we've got a lot of listeners in the United States of America. But they're not worried about the Raiders this year, so they're not going to turn DJ Trigger off just because he's a fan of the Oakland Raiders. I am not a threat to your home team. Okay, this is the part of the program where we listen to Pablo's track. I never know what Pablo has chosen for the evening, but he's got it lined up. Generally, he picks, he's got kind of three genres he goes with. Sometimes he goes with a country track, sometimes he goes with heavy, heavy metal, and sometimes he goes with metal that's not classic rock, but it's metal. So let's check it out. Let's see what Pablo has in store. Pablo, go ahead and do your thing. See, that's proof. We don't really, you know, I'm not paying attention. Well, I'm paying attention. I'm just kind of rocking out here to find out what Pablo decided to put on. I recognize the singer, but I don't know the tune. And that's a good reason, because that is Diamante. But that's a new track, Bulletproof. Bulletproof is a new one, if you want to check it out. This next one probably shouldn't need any introduction, but there's a possibility it does. We play quite a bit of Van Halen up here. Not every episode, but, you know, enough. This next one, I want you to think about what you're listening to the first 7 seconds of this track. And next week, I'll tell you what you're listening to. Here's the problem. You're all going to Google it, right, and figure it out. But just take a quick listen of what goes on in this track in the first few seconds. So, Pablo, to the top. I hear something.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, beer the classic rock cocktail. I'm Trigger DJ T, the classic rock cocktail. All of us up here have to thank. It's weird. We gotta thank you, but we have to thank countries at the same time. Obviously, we're broadcasting live out of downtown Madrid, so we thank Spain for getting the podcast. We're big in Russia. We're big in Argentina. Yo, Argentina, you're kicking. Canada's big. Mexico's big. We're big in the Philippines. Thailand. I'm looking at the numbers here. We're big in Thailand. We're big in Bangkok. We're big in Australia. And, of course, we're big in the United States of America. So to my boys out there, and ladies, of course, in the United States of America, regardless of which coast or where you're on, you're right in the middle. You might be in Nebraska. You might be in Oklahoma. Wherever you are, we're happy that you're listening to this broadcast. Okay, speaking of a broadcast, this next track, this next performer, we don't care how famous she has gotten over the past few years, Pablo and myself are responsible for her being as popular and well-known as she is. This is Pretty Reckless on the classic rock cocktail, and we were one of the first radio stations to start playing her. And that's why we are badass, and so is she.
Waiting at these crossroads forever, a new day on a guy to buy my soul. I spend all night and day, how much harder can I play? You know I gave my life to rock and roll. Mama begged me please, yes she got down on her knees, said you'll burn it. Mississippi sun, but I'm the only one that's standing here, so mama, don't you have no fear, I'm me, the last or I've already won. Here I go. Take me down, take me down, take me down, won't you? Got a pen in hand, the conversation went like this. Tell me your desire, why you pulled me from the fire, and we'll seal the deal with a kiss. So I wanna raise the dead, find a note that I can shred on my walls. I scrawl my gods, don't care what.
Take me down, won't you? Take
Sign with the Devil. That, of course, is Pretty Reckless, Take Me Down, here on the Classic Rock Cocktail. Sometimes we do some, shout-outs. This is not a shout-out. This is a birthday wish. This is going out to Roxy. You've never met a mother effer like her. This is the Classic Rock Cocktail. I gotta make sure you can, you know, tell your buddies, go in there and get the podcast. This comes up on the podcast tomorrow afternoon. Pablo's in charge of that. And of course, I just, you know, I'm talking over the track, and some people, a lot of people, know what that track was. They liked it, and some, but they don't know who it was. And there's people who do not like that performer, but they don't recognize the track. I'm going to tell you who that was, because this guy, some people have bad, they got bad vibes with this guy, but they like that track, right? They like that track. They don't know who sings it, but they don't like that guy. I'm going to tell you right now who you were just listening to. Ladies and gentlemen, the listeners and you of the Classic Rock Cocktail, that was Kid Rock.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
Said, leave this one alone. One more time, I'm Trigger DJ T. This is a Classic Rock Cocktail. We weren't laughing at those Kid Rock haters. It's just the fact that that track rocks. And so if you hate Kid Rock, you might have liked that one. For that reason, we laugh. We also leave you with George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone. Until they cut us off, because this is a live broadcast and somebody's going on next.
I'll break a thousand more, baby. I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby.